This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
All right, Scott Capurro is on the line. Hello, Scott.
I think bake is like when you bake in the sun, you get a really nice tan. Like,
oh, yeah.
I was baked. Is that right?
Maybe fry is an LSD reference.
Oh, yeah.
Fried?
Yeah, fried. Yeah, maybe fried. Fried is, yeah, you feel that way when you do. I mean, I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh, man. Yeah. I smoked some weed with my husband the other night. And, oof, man. I couldn't get out of bed. I was comatose. This marijuana they have now, I don't know. It's strong. Can I be talking about this on the air?
They do have, it's a whole new world. I guess it's 30 years too late for me, unfortunately.
Yeah, for me too, I think. I mean, I was trying to open both eyes at once. I'm like, I can't see anything. And we're trying to stay awake because we're staying in the sexy house, you guys. We're staying in the sexy house, in the sexy room. We didn't know that the place we're staying at used to be sort of it was called a Fantasy Inn.
Oh, you're in Lake Tahoe, aren't you?
Yeah, we're in Tahoe. And I was doing yoga thinking, why is it everywhere I turn, I can see my reflection? There's mirrors all around this room. It's weird. And then how come the TV turns toward the jacuzzi? Then we realized, oh, my God, it's Sexy House. Yeah.
Is it just the two of you in Sexy House?
It's like a hotel, but there's the two of us in our big old set. We have a jacuzzi in our room. Yeah.
Why are you in Tahoe?
For fun. It's never been. And it's a big Brazilian resort destination.
A Brazilian resort destination you guys have gone to?
Yeah.
Where is
I mean, yeah, Tahoe.
Where in Tahoe?
We're South Lake. It's great. We're in Emerald Bay right now having coffee with surfers and stuff. Or skiers?
There's big surfing.
Surfer.
It's great. We love it up here. Yeah.
Okay.
I hope you're going to be home in time for your big show on Friday at the Phoenix in Alameda.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make it. It'll be fine. I think we have a lot of driving to do. We're just going to get baked, get fried.
Don't.
And do driving.
That's not funny. Those aren't good jokes.
I'm kidding.
Listen, we're trying to build a more perfect world, and you're not helping.
Yeah. No, I could barely function. I don't know. Yeah, anyway, so yes, we're how are you guys?
We're great. You know, it's hump day, and we're not in the sexy room or anything, but we're looking forward to you're going to be here on the show on Friday, and you've got a show Friday night at the Phoenix in Alameda, the Freewheel Brewing Company in Redwood City on Saturday. Yuzi, you going to that?
Dude.
And the Hot Monk next weekend, so we'll talk more about that.
Right
next week.
On. Dude, rock. It's going to rock.
All right, listen, get back to your wake and bake over there.
Is it okay that I'm standing outside of my underwear right now? That's all right, right? That's okay.
Totally
it's
all right.
Tahoe, you do what you want.
Yeah,
right?
You do what you want.
Do
it's
your
like
thing.
A hippie
buddy.
Commune over there. It's fine.
The stripes. I'm working it. Dude.
Get a little chilly. Give Edson a kiss for us. We'll see you later, Scotty.
All right. Love you guys.
Don't forget about Scott's gig. Thank you, Scott. He'll be at the Phoenix Friday night in Alameda, Freewheel Brewing Company on Saturday night.
This Saturday. No, I'm going to go to the San Carlos Art and Wine Festival on Saturday.
Yes.
Go hang out there.
You taking a friend with you, or are you just going to be all alone and crying?
Oh, well, I'll be in a corner crying somewhere, but I'm going to go with a couple of friends, but then I'm going to hang out at the Alice booth for a few minutes, and then...
Did Johnny manage to get a couple days off this week? Was he off on Monday and Tuesday?
He was off Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. So your days have been full.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but... Oh.
But you got to have some Johnny time.
Yeah.
That's good.
Santa Cruz.
Beach boardwalk.
In the warm California sun.
Boardwalk.
For some people, that is what Santa Cruz is.
Yes,
you're
it's
right.
True.
Okay.
Boardwalk.
So,
for others, boardwalk season just kind of ended.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're happy about it, right? Oh God, I'll be able to drive on the streets again. There's a kid who lives in Santa Cruz. And he is named Anthony Arya. Just like Arya from Game of Thrones. Arya.
Oh, boy.
Anthony Arya.
I hope this is going to go well.
It's going to go great.
Oh, good.
He's 15.
Okay.
And he is a musician.
Oh, the four seats. So this is The Voice.
And he...
Is this the new season?
Yep.
I haven't seen it yet.
I believe, was this last night's version of this?
I think so, but I'm not
sure. Oh, I was watching baseball. I didn't see it.
So I know that this is your favorite part, of the only part of the show you really enjoy.
I always fall off after the judging.
So here we go. Here is Adam's the first.
Oh, so Adam got him to himself.
Adam got him without even trying. He's the only one who flipped. That is a 15-year-old from Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, sweet.
That's great.
He's been honing his talent recently by busking here in San Francisco and performing in local venues.
Busking's just street singing with your guitar case open.
Hanging out.
I didn't know that.
Is there ever
my musician
time?
Friends always say busking. You go busking, and I'm like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Is there ever a time that no one turns around?
Yes.
Oh, that's part of the show. Yeah, absolutely. And the family is usually sitting backstage,
horrified,
watching their person perform.
Please turn.
And they're screaming, "Turn around, Blake! Turn around!" And they even do things like hold their hand over the button, and they'll be listening with their hand hovering. And the family's backstage just cringing, like, please hit it. And then they don't.
Yep.
And then they decide not to. So, yeah, it's that's the fun part of that show for me.
Yeah, and I do like auditions like that. It's exciting for the kid when someone does turn around, and it's exciting watching the family. And so, anyway, congratulations to Anthony Arya. I don't know how far he'll go, but he's 15 years old. He's a kid from Santa Cruz, so we've got a hometown hero we can vote for.
People are saying he was on Monday night's show.
Okay. So now he's just in the mix, right? As once they get past all the auditions,
they put their teams together,
all right,
and then the teams start competing, and that's usually where I fall off.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
Talked a lot about him yesterday. He's a little more today. Coachella wants a piece of the Kanye West ranting and raving action. He does this. His rants are apparently a fixture during his live performances. So if you want to pay good money for Coachella tickets, and looks like you'll get to see a nice rant from him. The rumor has it he is going to close out next year's Coachella on the Sundays.
Isn't Coachella like April?
It is. Two weekends in April, the same lineup both weekends.
Right.
Childish Gambino is looking like the Friday headliner. He'll do the two Fridays, and Justin Timberlake with the Saturday nights.
Oh,
wow.
Pretty freaking good. It's the weekends of April 12th and April 19th next year. So Kanye West may well be one of your headliners. Kanye and his dad are celebrating his dad beating prostate cancer by eating bugs. I don't know. I follow him on Instagram, so I saw a random post from him yesterday.
Kanye. You follow him on Instagram?
I do.
And, oh, okay.
You know, he actually, I think he's more of a Twitter guy because I think I started following him because he put a bunch of stuff up on Instagram a few weeks ago. And I sort of forgot. I was like, what's Kanye West doing? I'm like, oh, yeah, I follow him, I guess. He says he posted a picture of a plate of bugs with chopsticks, and it's in like a takeout container.
I thought they were like crawdads at first.
Well,
but
I don't know really what they are. They look like cockroaches to me.
Something weird.
They're disgusting. Mm-hmm. He said, my dad and I are going to eat this plate of bugs to celebrate him beating cancer. No more fear. I guess they were in Detroit, so I don't know where he was able to find that, but he did. Ray, his dad, was diagnosed with prostate cancer in July. First reported it was stomach cancer. And he apparently dropped everything to help out getting the news, and he's been in and out of there ever since. And now now he's cancer-free, apparently. And here's a picture of the delicious meal that they decided. I didn't see any video of them eating them or anything, but they certainly ordered them.
Hmm. I'm going to pass.
Yeah. I mean, even crickets look more appetizing than whatever bug that is. Like, where do you even get bugs like that?
I don't know.
It's horrifying to know there's bugs like that on Earth. No, thank you. Netflix has introduced a choose-your-own-adventure element in some of their kids' programming. And now they are going to, I guess starting with Black Mirror, they're going to start putting some of this choose-your-own-adventure stuff in there as well. The idea is to blend elements of video games with traditional TV and allow you to make a choice as you watch. And I'm sure what they are hoping for is that if you enjoy it, you'll watch the show and watch it in every various combination you can do. I think it could spell more viewing for them.
Okay.
So they're going to test the waters on this on Black Mirror. And that show is about the implications of emerging technology or even sci-fi-ish stuff. Like there's one episode, I want to say you said you saw this, where people have an implant in their eye that literally records every moment of their life, and they can play it back on a TV.
I didn't see that one. I saw the one where with the pig and I would save you. I would save you.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that for you.
Hurts really to know sad. That, but I would save you.
Well, the twist at the end means I didn't have to anyway, so you'll be fine. Anyway,
I got you.
I would save you too.
It looks like one of the episodes from the upcoming fifth season, and by seasons they mean like three episodes because there's not a whole lot of episodes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, I don't know how many are in each season. Maybe they're longer now, but I think the first season was three episodes. Maybe one of them was five episodes.
Do you remember books like this when you were young? There were books that they tried to break, and I wish I could remember the name of them. They were sort of fantasy type books, mm-hmm. but they had turned to this page to get that ending and turned to this page for this to. And they also had certain movies they've tried to make this way where you could sort of select your.
Oh, you'd go to a different
what
chapter.
What direction it was going to go. They haven't perfected it yet. So if hopefully with new technology, this becomes seamless and sort of more functional.
Right. Well, I assume the thing has to stop, you know, is this person going to do this or this? Which a lot of times in video games, you can choose responses that you would make. You can ask choose which questions you're going to ask of whatever character as your, I don't know, I think, aren't they called like role-playing games where you're a character in this
I don't know. I've never seen it done well that I felt like that was so fun.
So this will be the first of a new line of interactive content that they're developing at Netflix. Two of the other potential projects involve adaptations of actual video games, but they'll be shows, movies, or specials, not actual games. But Choose Your Adventure, already in some children's programming there, and now it looks like they're going to try it out on Black Mirror. So if you're already into that. I thought this was interesting. A couple weeks ago, in a game that Cleveland actually won, a New York Jets running back by the name of Isaiah Crowell did a touchdown celebration that actually got him fined something like $13,369.
What did he do?
He wiped his ass with the football and then threw it into the crowd.
I know.
Here's a picture of him actually doing it.
So let me guess. He used to play for Cleveland. Is that it?
He did.
Okay.
Because
that seems extremely personal.
Yeah, it is very personal. And what it's gotten him, besides the $13,000 fine, is a contract.
Look at the players don't even want to be near him. They're like,
I'm going to just walk the other way.
Yeah, let's get out of the picture.
He is now an endorser for something called Dude Wipes.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Dude Wipes is, I don't know, heavy-duty man butt cloths. I don't know why they'd be called dude wipes. I guess so you can feel good about wiping your butt with a damp cloth. I'm not sure. So he got a deal with it's a flushable wipes company.
Stopped doing that, didn't we?
We are not supposed to be doing that. Don't do it.
We don't do that at my house anymore.
It sucks too because those things were great
for the plumbing,
but they're terrible for the septic system, right? Mm-hmm. Although I have to say that the first thing I thought of was that guy's way of getting on the radar. Like maybe they paid him to do the butt wipe thing.
Like it'll be great because you used to be a Brown. You wipe your butt with the thing.
I think
either way, he's now getting money
and
opportunity.
Seized the moment.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, dude wipes. I don't know what people are getting paid to be influencers. I don't know how many followers this guy has either. But they say if you have over 10,000 followers on any social media platform, you can find ways to monetize that.
Popular pays.
Popular does pay.
That's what the company's called.
Oh, that's
Popular
the name
pays.
Of it?
Yeah.
Really?
That's one of them. There's many.
Well, I haven't found ways to do that.
And I don't plan to. I actually do feel like it's, I don't want to spam people. Thank you for following us on Instagram. I'm Clarky Clark, C-L-A-R-K-I-E. Vinny is Vin Hassan. And we all follow each other, so you can find everybody's things in there. But please follow us and know that I'm not going to spam you.
No,
I may spam you with some
either.
Of my own stuff, but I'm certainly not going to take ad money from anybody. Taylor Swift is opening the 2018 Music Awards. It's her first Music Awards performance, it looks like, in an award show performance in something like 3 years.
Good for her.
She's got 4 nominations this year, including Artist of the Year. And she's going to be performing I Did Something Bad.
Is she still world touring? She is, right?
No, she finished.
Oh, they finished?
Yeah. Well, at least the U.S. tour.
The last thing I saw was her, they said, Taylor stepping out to support her boyfriend at a movie premiere that he's starring in.
Is that English guy that she's dating?
I think. I stopped reading.
I forget who her boyfriend is. I can't keep track.
Too bored by the story, but whatever.
He was in that movie we reviewed about the Nazi that the Israelis went and got from Argentina. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
All right. I'll look up his name. I can't remember it either.
The American Music Awards, the AMAs, they're also referred to as.
I haven't heard this.
Me either. It's off the new record.
Oh, his film is Boy Erased. It's getting like huge praise.
Oh.
So October 9th, 8 o'clock on ABC, which I think means we get an early feed. I'm pretty sure they air those things
at
5 o'clock. Yeah. I don't really know how that works. They do that with the Grammys and
Tracy
stuff.
Tracy Ellis Ross is hosting. Yeah, I like
Who?
Her.
I don't see her on here, but...
She is Diana Ross's daughter.
Oh.
She's like 44, but she has been in some shows that I watch. Girlfriends, Blackish.
Oh, okay.
I really like her.
So if you want to see Taylor performing I Did Something Bad, you can see it October 9th. This coming Tuesday.
Is this your last story? Is it the day?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Why? Is there something in particular that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I was just going to mention, I can do it in mine if
no,
you don't have the...
I don't know if I have it or not.
Heart.
I still have a very thick... Oh, heart. Something about heart?
Heart.
Uh-oh.
Do you have it?
Uh-uh.
I thought the two sisters aren't friends anymore.
They're not, but Heart guitarist Nancy Wilson recently indicated it looks like prospects of a reunion...
Oh,
are looking good.
That's well. So they're all. They're, what are they running out of money or something? They need to patch up their sister.
What? Why was there a fallout? Oh, there was a fight between the husband and one of the kids or something.
Yes,
one.
I think one of Anne's kids and Nancy's new husband were going at it, and there was some ugliness. I can't even remember if it got physical or something
at a family gathering.
The sisters went their separate ways after Anne's husband, Dean Wetter, was accused of assaulting Nancy's teenage sons backstage at a Heart concert in 2016. Wetter pleaded guilty to charges stemming from the incident the following spring.
Oh.
The clash between the sisters... the pair was not talking at all over the last few weeks of their last tour with Heart, and it was the first time the famously close-knit siblings were at odds for a long period of time. They've been apart.
Maybe they've patched it all back up. Maybe she got rid of that husband of hers. Sounds like bad news.
Well, there you go. Maybe you'll have a chance to see Heart before they retire. A
couple little quick things here. Michelle Williams is going
to put it nicely.
Right. Yeah.
Michelle Williams is going to play Krista McAuliffe in the Challenger movie.
Oh, the diaper lady?
No.
Michelle Williams is Manchester by the Sea, right?
She is, yes. Krista McAuliffe, the Challenger, she was an astronaut.
Right. Is there a more powerful moment in that film than when she
runs into him on the street?
So broken.
They're both so broken.
And he just can't see his way to...
That movie is so heartbreaking.
Tough.
It's a great movie.
Oh.
So tough. She also apparently has... she's sporting a wedding ring at the Venom premiere as she's in Venom.
Oh, she is?
Michelle Williams, apparently.
Oh, I gotta see who she is.
She recently secretly got hitched to indie musician Phil Elverum.
Hmm.
And
good for her.
He was not there, but she was wearing...
She was Heath Ledger's wife, right?
She was. Or girlfriend. Were they married?
They have a kid together.
They do, Matilda. I don't know if they're married.
Tom Hardy's reviews are looking pretty good, Who Man.
I'm excited. I'm really excited to see. Because Tom Hardy and Michelle Williams are, you know, A-plus list actors. And Woody's also in it, so... I'm expecting this to be
Harrelson?
Great. Yeah.
Sounds great.
Did you like him in Solo?
I did. Mm. I loved Solo. I loved it.
I loved it too. I thought it was great.
Anyone who didn't love it, I'm curious about.
Are you curious? Do you really want to hear from those people?
I didn't love it.
I know you didn't. Yeah, I thought it was great. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Some Boston guy.
Oh, those guys. Jesus.
I know.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Survivor's on tonight. Just a little reminder.
Yeah, it is. I can't believe we haven't talked about that yet.
I know. I'm so excited. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 instantly wins a 4-pack of tickets into Halloween Haunt at California's Great America. Mm. Halloween Haunt at California's Great America. It's open nights, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays now through October 28th. You have to be 13 or older to attend. And we are doing these tickets all day, 10:30, 12:30, 2:30, and 4:30. And, of course, right now at about 8:30. Call us, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in
Berkeley.
Here's what's happening. So, as you reminded people, Survivor is tonight. Also, the A's play tonight in New York City, everyone. Go A's. As the Giants are off for the rest of the year.
So...
it's on the A's.
Yeah. Come on, A's.
So, there's that. The Air Force is advising residents of Central California coast to be prepared for unusual sights and sounds this weekend as SpaceX attempts its first return of a rocket to a launch site on the West Coast. The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is scheduled to launch a satellite into orbit from Vandenberg at 7:21 p.m. Saturday.
Okay. And so, then we'll return to Earth. So
the Falcon's first stage will then fly back to Vandenberg and set down in a landing zone on the coastal base.
Oh, that's amazing.
Producing one or more sonic booms.
Okay.
And I should mention that Fleet Week is this week here in San Francisco, and there are festivities going on all weekend long.
Speaking of sonic booms, that's nice. I think it just went overhead.
A flight from Phoenix to Boston was diverted overnight after an unruly passenger refused to stop doing pull-ups from the overhead baggage compartment.
So is this a very short person? Or they just hung their knees?
Probably hung their knees, but the man apparently boarded the plane with a woman and two dogs.
Oh.
And they say he appeared intoxicated. This looks like it wasn't last night. It was the night before.
All right.
He was hanging on the overhead baggage compartments doing pull-ups. Passengers said he later became belligerent. Flight attendants asked him 3 or 4 times to sit down, and he refused. And then he got verbally abusive with her and started calling her names. So they landed the plane, and the guy was escorted off the jet by security.
Where'd they land it?
The flight landed in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh.
Instead of Boston.
Mm.
The flight
continued.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, it does. What? I'm trying to get my reps in here.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Every time I hear like some guy from Boston did something, I always go back to the dudes on the boat who find the fish that they can't recognize.
Oh, I love that video so much.
We go, Jay, what is that thing? Oh, there's some good meat on there, Jay. Oh, I think it needs help. We should call the aquarium or something. Oh, God, it's so funny. I think this swears.
Yeah, it's not. Never mind.
You got it without the swears? Oh, I'm just doing reps over here. Every dude I knew growing up.
You grew up with that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that
I think,
sounds
by the
fun.
Way, I think it's a sunfish. One of those ones they have that weird flat body and the weird back tail. A strange-looking fish floating on itself. Dude, call the aquarium. Oh, that guy.
Sure did baffle your boy, whatever it was.
Oh my God, Jay! What is that thing? Oh, it's so funny.
You got to be careful, people, when you're taking selfies. So the next time you're standing on the edge of a scenic cliff near a waterfall or whatever, remember that more than 250 people have died taking selfies worldwide.
Actually, that seems like a very low number.
Does it? You're taking a picture of yourself. That should not be the last thing you do. Jesus.
As long as you tape all the way down and take more selfies of yourself falling.
Analysis of news reports say there are 259 selfie-related deaths from October 2011 to November 2017. These involve oncoming trains, falling, animals, firearms. And it's worldwide. It's not just America.
Yeah, it's humans. This is the new human experience. Jazz hands, everybody.
This is good news, just that, you know, Toys R Us recently closed and they closed their stores, and it looks like now maybe they'll be coming back.
Some kind of reorganization.
Yeah, which is great news.
It is.
There should be toy stores.
It was sad that there are some toy stores.
There aren't that many. You'd be surprised.
Well, there's certainly no big chains like that anymore. Are they still online? My assumption was that people would still buy toys online. That's our problem, right? Is that everything's online and you find something on Toys R Us and then you go find it on Amazon for
us. I used to know where the toy store, because it was Toys R Us, I used to know where it was by my house. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even know where to go get.
Right.
What are those things called? LOL Surprise. I mean, that's the big deal. That's the big toy right now, the LOL Surprise. It's a circle that cracks open.
Oh, it's like an egg.
Kinda.
Okay.
And then inside is a little character with whatever things that character comes with.
Like if it's a little cowboy peanut, it has a hat. And
So you know him.
I don't.
Surprise. It sounds like you do.
I just tried to come up with something that would be in
it. Yeah, like little toy things go with it. That one's big.
That's a huge one.
Yeah, they're not that big. Oh, there's a sandbox.
Oh, they just dug. There was something buried in the sand.
I've never seen them that big, though. Oh, look at that. They're huge.
Those are they're
do
like.
Do not
they're
show
like
those to
purses.
My kid. Oh, my God.
Oh, she's going to see them.
I had
purses.
No idea they came that big.
Law Surprise Biggie Pets.
Okay, the ones I'm talking about are like this big, like the size of a Christmas ornament.
Okay.
You know, one of those balls.
Jesus, she's going to be wanting those biggie pets.
But the LOL Surprise is the hot thing.
I see.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How much have you spent on LOL Surprise to date? Be honest for once.
Are they expensive?
Well, no.
Yeah, they are. I'm looking at this. Some of them are $189.
Oh, no.
You going to get the treehouse?
No, I don't know anything about what you're mentioning. I didn't know they came that big either. I just bought, they're little teeny things, and I've bought three of them.
How much?
And she's only gotten two of them.
Oh.
So there's one in my back pocket in case there's a reason to.
Her birthday's in less than a month.
Sure. Or something good happens and I, you know, need to be able to say, okay, look at you go. Here, have this. I'm learning.
That's good. You're usually the guy who buys something and an hour later gives it away.
Right then, yeah.
You've learned that that can be a real good tactic for getting good behavior.
An ice cream shop just created two new Halloween flavors. One is made with real pig's blood.
Oh, for God's sake.
And the other mixes in chocolate-covered crickets and mealworms.
Which one, Bryn?
You in?
Pig's blood or crickets?
Pig's blood is kind of regular for us. So.
All right.
We eat that all the time.
You eat that all the time?
All the time.
When you say eat that, what do you mean?
It's like coagulated, you know? So they put it in squares. And then you
like Jell-O squares.
It's like almost the consistency of tofu. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
You know tofu.
I mean,
right?
I do. Okay. I'm familiar.
It's not even
color. Is it
dark red? More like a burgundy kind of dark burgundy, I guess.
And then what do you do to it?
You eat it. You put it in soup often. Hold on, I'll look it up.
That is
no,
okay.
That's all right.
It doesn't look that bad.
So you want to try some of that
blood ice
cream?
You're
it
okay
sounds
with
good
it?
To you, though.
I don't
huh?
know about the ice cream. I've never tried it in that, but it's usually for dinner, so.
What about the crickets and mealworms?
I have eaten crickets with chocolate coated, but I don't care for them that much.
How about mealworm? How about worms?
I don't know. About
eat
that.
Worms? Be honest.
Oh, man, this looks so delicious. Hold on 1 second.
Worms or crickets? Or
no,
pig
I'm showing
blood?
You a picture of the soup. This is a Vietnamese soup.
And it's called pig's blood
Bung
soup.
Bung Wai.
Okay,
Bung
but
Bung
hold on. Looking Bung at that, that little cube doesn't look like
looks
anything.
Looks like a beet.
That's what I was saying, though. It's like red, burgundy-ish.
Right.
And
well, now you, but now I know, so I can't eat it.
What right. are the? What's the name of the soup again?
Bung Ba Wai.
Bung Ba Wai. So it's B-U-N space B-O Ba.
Bung Ba Wai.
H-U-E is
Wai.
The soup.
And can I get that without the pig's blood?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
You
I'm gonna do that.
Almost that way.
Almost any pho restaurant, you can go just ask them for this dish, and I'll have that.
What else
there.
Is in the Bung Ba Wai? What's the white stuff?
The white stuff is
called good.
Jalo, which is the
Jalo.
It's
Jello.
Is it Jello?
No,
yeah.
no, no. Now you guys are making me draw a blank. What is that? That's like a pork slice.
Yeah, oh,
I think it's pork.
You don't know?
Bung Ba Wai.
Could be crickets.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's pork.
How about a fast fact?
I love those. Man. Anything to not talk about pig's
right.
blood anymore.
Let's move on. The Disney movie Tangled. Ever
yes.
seen it?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Tangled?
I feel like I have. Is
yes.
it
the Rapunzel one. It's a cartoon.
Yes.
Songs.
Yeah.
The Disney movie Tangled cost as much to make as the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Oh my
what?
$260 million.
Why did it cost so much?
I don't. That's not.
It's not even like a, it looks just like a regular cartoon. It's not even like one of those Shrek style ones.
Right.
So what, why?
The Disney movie Tangled cost as much to make as the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy.
What the what?
And I don't know.
So Tangled did make $591 million in the U.S.
Okay, but why did it cost $260 million dollars? That makes no sense, unless there's some kind of rights they had to pay to the story.
That's an old fairy tale.
Or they got like sued and needed to pay the...
Oh,
well,
what
all right.
Strange thing.
Moana made $643.
How much did it cost to make? That's the question.
Yeah, and that wasn't the question. The question was, why did Tangled cost $260 million?
And why did it cost more than the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy?
Moana was $150 million.
Oh. What about the first question?
All right, hold on. Let me look at that.
Oh, man.
That's an bizarre.
An adult white rhino can produce as much as 50 pounds of poop in one day.
Hey. Oh.
50 pounds.
So there's two reasons why it costs so much to make Tangled. The development of the film was stopped at least twice before the final version was actually produced. And the second one is the executive producer, Glenn Keane's extensive research and development work had done, I don't know, let's see.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. There's an article on it, though.
But $250 million for a cartoon, for God's sake, those are on TV every weekend. Like, they're not costing.
It's not one of the best ones.
No. Not by a long shot.
That wasn't a Pixar film, was it?
No, it was a Disney,
no,
right?
It was Disney, yeah.
It's good. It's fine. But I'm with you. It's not one of the best ones, and it's just a cartoon. It's not even like that, you know, that animation they do now. Like, it's not like a Pixar movie.
Right.
They profited, though.
Oh,
well,
sure.
Yeah,
well,
but
it's
I mean,
a Disney
200.
Movie.
Well,
sure thing.
If they didn't blow all the money on, I don't know what, ping pong tables and strippers? I mean, what did they...
Hey.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did it cost?
Party?
Not
know.
Even the cast was, like, huge.
Right.
Well, Mandy Moore was one of them.
Uh-huh.
She the Tangled?
She's the
Rapunzel.
Tangled lady,
Rapunzel,
yeah.
Zachary Levi, Donna Murphy, Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah, no, they didn't
yeah.
pay
Ron
for the nose
Perlman.
For that.
Oh. Yeah, no one huge. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I don't know what to say. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
I just me doing the text number sounds. I get sick of doing it the same way all the time.
321 says, can I get a happy birthday to Susie? Moved to Cali 5 years ago and listened to Alice since then.
Oh.
I'm a huge Big Brother and Survivor fan. Thanks for the updates.
All right. Susie, happy birthday.
Susie's our kind of girl.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she finally chose the sister over the man and kicked the man to the curb, says 408.
Maybe. That's talking about heart.
Mm-hmm.
The sisters are getting back together to pay the bills, I guess.
I don't know. One says she's worth 15. The other one says 18 million.
That's it for hard girls? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not enough for you? That's pretty good.
Doesn't seem like enough. They're one of my favorites. I mean, Justin Bieber's worth 200 million. Let's look at those hard girls.
Heart's not
some money.
That big, though. I mean, let's think about Heart.
They had some massive hits in the 70s and in the 80s.
Well,
too.
The 80s is when they made money.
Yeah.
Dog and Butterfly did not make them a ton of dough.
Yeah, but there were hits on that record.
Barracuda, the end.
I think, no, there's other songs. Another one with Even It Up on it. No, those were all songs on the radio, the 70s radio, you know? Mm-hmm.
Dude wipes are biodegradable, made with plant fibers and septic safe. They break down in 30 days. They're unscented. They're great for camping, says 907.
Yeah, they say all that stuff about those other supposable flush wipes, and the people who work at your local poop collection factory say, don't, they're not. They don't break down. They can say whatever they want. It's like those biodegradable forks, you know? Remember when we stuck one into a planter? Yeah. We stuck that thing in a planter.
For like five months.
It was in there for 5 months. We pull it out. It's exactly the same. No breakdown. No, like, bubbling of the, like, no begin. It was a plastic freaking fork is what it was. It was a lie. A dirty, rotten lie.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Someone's writing in to tell Scott something. We're not.
Yeah, we're not with him.
He's in Tahoe.
You can write to him on his website.
Right. As an elementary school teacher, I hate clapping because some kids use it to waste time, but it's hard to prove that. The silent clapping solves that. They say it's about celebration, but often it's about disruption. Oh. Those kids.
Clapping.
This person is like a teacher with conspiracy theories about the kids.
It reminded me of the Incredibles kid who with the teacher who's got him in there about the thumbtack on the seat. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm. And they're going like frame by frame on the
right
video.
There. He moved.
You see that? You see that? There's a move. There's a movement.
Thank you, Vinny, for reminding myself about the nationwide test alert. I'll turn my phone off before that time. Yeah, the presidential alert will happen at 11:18 our time today.
Yeah, they're testing the system.
So you'll get a text very soon.
Hey, it's me.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.